The Syracuse City School District is facing a $24 million deficit in its 2018-19 budget. It hopes to close that gap by using savings and more funds from New York State. But as WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, it also has illuminated an issue that's facing other upstate urban school districts, how the growth of charter schools is impacting public school budgets.
Suzanne Slack, the chief financial officer for the Syracuse City School District, wants to make it clear. The district is not opposed to charter schools. Those are free, independent schools that act outside of the regulations public schools face. But the way they impact public schools, says Slack, is simple. State aid follows children when they go to charters.
For every kid that goes to a charter school, I write a check for about $12,000 to that charter school.
That means this year the district spent $24 million on charter students. Next year that number will increase to more than $28 million. There are currently three charters in Syracuse, with another coming online this year. About 8% of the district's students are enrolled in a charter, and that percentage is key, says Slack. Districts that have big problems with an oversaturation of charters like Buffalo and Rochester have more like a quarter of city children attending them. Slack believes a limit of about 10% is all a district like Syracuse could deal with, which is why the school board is asking the state to limit charter school growth over the next 3 years.
What we're asking is before we get to that saturation point where we have to start closing buildings and decimating programs, limit locally how many charter options there are.
The state has denied similar requests in the past. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.